This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we're back, and time to get into the medical world. It's all part of a spotlight segment on Long Island in house. Always great to have me here, Dr. Ronald Sanagra, good friend. Sunrise Wellness Center told you about the wonderful practice and the job that this guy does on a daily basis. And, you know, most guys will tell you what's wrong when the answer may be as simple as making you right, talking about the patient, talking about the man himself, Dr. Sanagra. And always great to have you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jay.
I'm always pumped up when you're on because you come with such a plethora of information. And I mean a plethora of info.
Well, today we got a real hot topic out here on Long Island and across New York State. And right now there's a bill in the New York Senate to revoke religious exemptions from vaccines. And I am so passionate about this, number one, because I'm expecting my first child, which I had discussed with you, so I'm very excited.
I didn't know. Of course I knew, but I didn't know if you were going to reveal that today.
Yes, I'm expecting a baby girl this August.
Goodness. So, yeah, the sonogram and everything else, huh?
Yeah, this topic has taken on new meaning for me. And, Jay, I want to get into vaccinations because, I tell you, it's like a Republican-Democrat debate or a debate on Trump. There's never a winner. And the problem is when we change laws in topics where there's never a clear-cut yes or no or clear-cut definitive answer, it seems like it's very unfair. And when we look at vaccinations, in most states across the union, there's two types of exemptions, a philosophical exemption and a religious exemption. So with a philosophical exemption, that means you've looked at the statistics, you've looked at the science, and you as a parent, as the legal guardian, you decide that, you know what, I don't think vaccination is what I want to do. In New York State, we don't have that law. You cannot, as a parent, say, you know what, I don't choose to vaccinate my child, or they can't get in school. So the only way to get them into schools in New York State is with a religious exemption. But the pro-vaccine part and the pro-vaccine movement wants to remove this because they feel that the unvaccinated children are a threat to their vaccinated children, which makes absolutely no sense, and it's not backed up by science. You can't have it both ways. If you think vaccines work and your kid's vaccinated, then how is my non-vaccinated kid a threat to yours?
Yeah, but Ron, aren't they? I mean, it's common sense.
They're not.
Listen, parents can always choose to not send their kids to school. Kids can be homeschooled. Usually they don't have to meet the same vaccine requirements as
kids. Yeah, but there are vaccine requirements when it's not backed up by science. It's very, very disturbing. Let's get down to it a little bit. I'll give you a little history on vaccines. Vaccines are based on the germ theory. Now, we live in a democratic republic, and I know your political stance, and I know that you value the founding of this country and our civil rights. And in a democratic republic, we have vaccines which are based on the germ theory. It's a theory, Jay. You ever have the flu and your wife didn't get it? There goes that theory.
But this is different.
It's not different, Jay. It's based on a theory. It doesn't hold up to the scientific method. So basically you're saying I have to believe your theory, the germ theory, in a democratic republic. That's insanity. I don't prescribe to that. I prescribe to host immunity. The most important thing is my immune response, not me coming in contact. But that's the foundation of vaccines, and it's debatable. So when you make a law on something that's not based on science, it's based on a theory. That's not debatable. It's based on the germ theory.
I don't think it's theory, but there have been documented cases all over the place.
I understand, but I want you to grasp the big picture, because based on a theory, these people have done a beautiful job. What they do now is the schools, the health departments, they make you vaccinate your child. If that child dies or gets autism or gets any neurological illness, they're not responsible. You tell me where else that's allowed. where you're forced to put something in your child, and if that child gets sick and dies, they're not responsible. They're beautiful how they've done this. They've done it to the point now where they're trying to even go after our religious exemptions. So they've got it controlled so much that they're trying to say now that we're a threat to them with religious exemptions. And it's based on a theory, and they're protected against liability. Do you know in this country there's something called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund? It's a national program where the federal government pays for the death and damage to children. Do you know why? The risks, the liability to drug companies making vaccines was so great that they would not make them. They would stop. So when they tell you these things are safe and effective, that why do you need a compensation fund that's doled out billions of dollars and a vaccine court to settle disputes if these things are safe and effective? And then you're not liable. If you make me inject my child with this and my child comes down with something or my child perishes, you're not responsible? Yeah, that's the way it works. In a democratic republic, Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, medical doctor. The Constitution of this republic shall make provisions for healing freedom as well as religious freedom. Such restrictions are fragments of a monarchy and have no place in a republic. This country was founded on freedom and on a theory, on the germ theory. They're telling me I must do this. But that's the history of it. And you can see I don't like the foundation that this whole vaccination thing is built on. So that's where I want to talk about the religious exemptions. With the religious exemptions, remember, if this passes, Jay, that means the state has final say of what goes into your child's body. And you don't find that disturbing?
There are outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases that have ravaged communities in this country and Canada as well. I mean, measles.
Oh, you don't want me to make you sound so wrong so early in the morning, do you?
Why? Why is that? Because I mean, it's really preventable.
Do I have to make you sound so
uneducated? There are preventable diseases.
I understand that, but I'm going to get to your little preventable diseases. But let's just talk about what's happening now. What we are watching is the theft of a democratic republic. Please listen to me. This all started with measles outbreaks. Jay, the measles are not a life-threatening disease in of anyone of any kind of reasonable health.
Does that mean, though, you should get it? But does that mean everyone should get it? Because
you're missing the point.
Does that mean? No, it isn't.
Every time in the 6 o'clock news there's a measles outbreak, it comes on like it's Ebola. And they're using measles outbreaks as the reason to remove religious vaccines. Disneyland had an outbreak of 10 kids or 20 kids, whatever it was. No one died. 4 days later, there's a bill in the California legislation to remove religious exemptions. That is drug company lobby money stealing our rights right before your eyes. And you're going, oh, well, measles are preventable. Let's get down to that. I did some research.
Let me tell you something. So did I. I mean, what about there was an outbreak in Europe? I think it was nearly 400 cases of rubella occurred in an unvaccinated religious community. I think it was in the Netherlands.
Okay, so
let me finish. 29 women got rubella while pregnant. At least 3 had babies with some sort of congenital syndrome. 1 pregnancy ended in death. I mean, come on. I mean, you're telling me?
Yes, Pete. Disease happens. But disease
happens. Yeah, but it's preventable.
No, you got to understand something. Preventable disease does not mean I have to put that crap in my kid. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And I have no right to refuse it? In a democratic republic? Come on, wake up. That's ridiculous. But let me continue. Let's get down to measles. So I did some research, and I looked up this woman. Her name is Tatiana Obuchanek. She's a Harvard immunologist, and she wrote letters to the legislation. This is what she said. My name is Tatiana Obuchanek. I hold a PhD in immunology. I'm writing this letter in hopes that I will correct several misconceptions about vaccines in order to help you formulate a fair and balanced understanding that is supported by accepted vaccine theory and new scientific findings. So a Harvard immunologist wrote this to legislators about this measles nonsense. And this is what she put. It's often stated that those who choose not to vaccinate their child for reasons of conscience endanger the rest of the public. And this is the rationale behind most of the legislation to end vaccines exemptions currently being considered by federal and state law. People who do not receive vaccines pose no higher threat to the general public than those who have, implying that discrimination against non-immunized children in a public school setting is not warranted. Harvard immunologist. Let me continue with this woman because
I don't care who it is.
Well, she's a Harvard immunologist. She's going to talk about.
But how
Canada
could you
poison.
Say that?
You brought up
I
that
have...
Canada thing. Well, let's talk about it.
Well, let's talk about what happened. How about the 2,500 cases I read about? I think it was the Dutch Bible Belt. You had a case
of
measles and encephalitis and one death. A 17-year-old. How do you explain that?
Jay, people die. That doesn't mean
they're not vaccinated.
That's not necessarily true. Let me continue. Okay. With the measles. Measles scientists have known for a long time there is something called the measles paradox. The paradox is that measles immunization rates to the highest levels in a population, measles becomes a disease of immunized persons. What they're saying is the measles vaccine doesn't even work. Even when the population is vaccinated to 99%. Let me continue. Studies of measles outbreaks in Quebec, Canada, and China attest that outbreaks of measles still happen when the vaccination compliance is the highest bracket, 95 or even up to 99%. This is because even high vaccine responders, vaccine-induced antibodies wane over time. Vaccine immunity does not equal lifelong immunity as acquired with natural exposure. What we're finding out is natural exposure to measles is much safer and healthier than vaccines. Oh, but wait, what about the unvaccinated? So what they're saying is you're wrong, bud. Let me continue.
You bring up Quebec. I read about 158 cases
there. I'm trying to make my point.
Wait a minute now. In an outbreak that originally started when unvaccinated members of an anti-vaccine eugenics community group took a trip to Disneyland. How do you explain that?
I'm trying to explain to you that they're saying that natural exposure to measles gives lifelong immunity and exposure to the measles vaccine doesn't. I want to continue. You want to hear a different viewpoint today? Or you want to just, you're just spewing out the drug lobby's points that
cases
don't make sense.
It's
the Harvard immunologist. So
Ron,
let me continue.
I'm giving you examples of documentation here. Of people that have contracted this and have given it to other groups, resulting in death.
Did you just not hear what the immunologist said? The immunologist just said that unvaccinated children pose no threat to vaccinated children. So that's ridiculous. That statement you just said is wrong. So let me continue.
It's not wrong. It's documented.
I want to give you a different viewpoint today.
But I'm giving you documented cases here.
What is wrong about it? You brought me on the show to hear a different opinion. Otherwise, what did you bring me on for? I could have stayed in bed.
Oh, come on. You needed it. First of all, you got a mom and a bee nagging you to death. You love coming in here. And it gives you a break. My goodness. Honey, do this. Honey, do that. Honey, go get me pickles and ice cream.
Let me get chocolate sauce.
You love coming in here.
Well, let me continue on what I'm talking about because this Harvard immunologist brought up phenomenal points. And let's keep to the big picture. The big picture is they're trying to remove religious exemptions and they're using measles outbreaks as the reason why. And what we're finding out now is that research is showing us that the measles, the immunity that you get from acquiring the measles naturally is much stronger and more effective. So this is what she says. Natural exposure to measles was followed by lifelong immunity from reinfection, whereas vaccine immunity wanes over time. The vulnerability of the very young babies to measles today is a direct outcome of the prolonged mass vaccination campaign of the past, during which mothers themselves vaccinated in their childhood were not able to experience measles naturally at a safe school age and establish lifelong immunity. What she's saying is that when we vaccinate the people, we're creating more problems than when we're having natural exposure to it. Jay, when you talked about people die from disease, Jay. You can't stop that. You can't have everybody. But to go with mass inoculations, she's telling us in her conclusions of her article, this is what she says. Due to the properties of modern vaccines, non-vaccinated individuals pose no greater risk of transmission of polio, diphtheria, pertussis, numerous non-type HB influenza strains than vaccinated individuals do. Non-vaccinated individuals pose virtually no danger of transmission of hepatitis B in a school setting, and tetanus is not transmittable at all. There is a significant elevated risk of emergency room visits after childhood vaccination appointments, attesting that vaccination is not risk-free. And finally, she says here, outbreaks of measles can be entirely prevented if we nearly had perfect vaccine. Excuse me, outbreaks of measles cannot be entirely prevented even if we had nearly perfect vaccination compliance. Taken together with all these facts, it's clear that discrimination in public school settings against children who are not vaccinated for reasons of conscience is completely unwarranted, as the vaccine status of a conscious objector poses no undue risk to the public. Boom! Harvard immunologist saying that this whole reason that they're using this measles outbreak to remove, to change our religious laws and remove our religious exemption is nonsense. So why do we have it, Jay? 4 days after that Disneyland outbreak, there was a California legislator trying to pose a bill to remove religious exemptions. So let me guess, he's sitting in his office, he hears about this, and he is so moved by the measles. Hell no. This is drug company lobby money stealing our politicians and stealing our Democratic Republic. And it's nonsense, and it has to stop. In New York State, Senator Martinez, Senator Martinez is someone who I just learned to respect so much. Senator Martinez came up with a bill to preserve religious exemptions in New York State. And her phone number is 631-360-3356.
Need to give her number. Listen to me.
I want everyone to call. You think it's a, I can't believe you're sitting here telling
me.
You don't mind them taking away. So this
you're telling
state
me.
Has control of your baby. The state has control of what goes in your kid. What happens when they tell you that you get, oh, we came up with a new Ebola vaccine. You have to put that in your kid to get in school. Oh, your kid has to get a flu shot. Well, I don't want my kid to get it. Well, too bad. Here's the second part of this thing, Jay. Once the state controls...
1 million deaths are avoided every year thanks to vaccines.
My God, you should know
the World Health Organization tells you this.
We're talking about an independent Harvard immunologist saying that's nonsense. What part of what I read didn't you understand?
All I know is I see the facts. I see documented cases.
I just read you the facts.
Numbers. Doesn't matter. World Health Organization.
Oh,
you're
man.
Telling,
you must have a suitcase of cash from the drug company sitting under your desk today.
Are you telling me 2 to 3 million deaths are avoided each year thanks to vaccinations?
Come on now. Look, I'm telling you, we got a serious topic here, and a serious point is once the state controls your – there are no more exemptions. The state controls what goes in your child. And if you don't find that frightening, I don't know what to say. And also, what happens when now all of a sudden there's other vaccines that come out? They're working on an Ebola vaccine. They're working on an HIV vaccine. They're working on some crazy stuff. What happens? You can't get into school if the kid doesn't have Ebola, HIV. I mean, are you crazy? And we have immunologists saying, look, the whole tenet, concept that they're trying to remove religious exemptions is
false.
Well,
let me ask you a question.
You have a Harvard immunologist telling you it's not true. Senator Martinez is trying to preserve our religious exemptions in New York State. Jay, the big concept is you cannot allow
Martinez.
The state.
Oh, please.
Hey, she's a Democrat, and I'm talking about it.
Progressive left. Stop it already. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What is the process known as immunity called?
The process of immunity? Continue. I'm not sure I understand your question.
Okay. So in other words, I am talking about vaccines.
No.
They work by exposing your body, correct? And I'm just going off the top of my head here because I know a lot about this.
No, you can...
Vaccines work by exposing your body
and not be immunized. Immunization, when you become immunized, is when your body builds up antibodies against a certain bacteria or a certain virus. Here's my point. You can be vaccinated and not be immunized. You can have natural immunity and be immunized against the vaccine, excuse me, against the bacteria. So being immunized does not always mean, or being vaccinated, excuse me, does not always mean you are immunized. You got to understand the differences in the terminology. But my point is, I want you to stay with the big picture. It's about the state having control of what goes in your child, Jay.
And
here's my point.
It's not. Vaccines, Ron, are the best defense we have against serious, against preventable, and sometimes, whether you like it or not, sometimes against deadly contagious diseases. It's a known fact.
No, it's not.
Vaccines are our best defense.
I want you to listen to something. If you're open to listen, I want you to listen to something. Andrew Weil is a medical doctor. This is what he says. Medicine is taking credit it does not deserve for some advances in health. Most people believe that victory over major infectious diseases of the last century came with the inventions of immunizations. In fact, cholera, typhooid, tetanus, diphtheria, whooping cough, and others were in decline before vaccines became available, the result of better methods of food distribution and water. It's not true. You're not educated on this. It's not true. That's the Kool-Aid that vaccines did it. And how come diseases like scarlet fever, rheumatic fever, yellow fever, there are no vaccines for them? They dropped at the same rate. There's four ways to prevent disease: clean water, sewers, garbage removal, and proper food distribution. That's why we've been pumping vaccines into the third world for 70 years, and it's still a petri dish of the disease because they don't have those four things. So that's the Kool-Aid you've been drinking. That's not what prevents disease. And immunizations and vaccination have taken the credit where credit's not due. But go back to the big picture, Jay. We can't have the state telling us what goes in our child. That's ridiculous. And as someone that values their freedom and values their civil rights, how could you even go for that?
Now, listen, all I know is that, I'll say it, vaccines are, to me, and to many doctors, you go to the CDC, you go to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, they'll tell you the same thing. I am sure that vaccines,
they are
the best defense we have against serious preventable.
Let me end with this. The head of the CDC vaccination division just got a job with Merck Pharmaceutical running their vaccine department. It's one big kumbaya, my friend. Jay,
doesn't matter.
I love talking
vaccines,
to you in the morning.
Vaccines are some of the safest medical products available.
Me and you are going to be rolling around the parking lot today on this one.
There may be some risks like every other type of situation, but to me...
Call Senator Martinez. Listen, tell her to stop that bill.
I can't even get her on the program unless she's going for re-election or election of some sort.
I'll have her on the program next week. You watch.
Oh, please. She won't come on. She'll come on when she's ready for re-election. Stop.
A surprise.
Listen to me. Vaccines, in all seriousness, okay? Vaccines are some of the safest medical products available. Now, listen. There are side effects. I get it. There is a potential for side effects after getting a vaccination. Listen, the effects will vary, I'm sure, by age and the type of vaccine. But let's face it, most of the side effects of vaccines are not serious. You can at least attest to that.
Yeah, I know, because autism went from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 28. Yeah, that's in 30 years. That's not a problem. That's not the epidemic. There's no kids dying in
the
street from infection.
Let me ask you something. Before vaccines were actually developed,
did
kids and adults die frequently or became severely ill?
Because there was not the big four. Wasn't clean
food. Why is that?
Because there was no sewers, there was no garbage removal, there was no proper food distribution or clean water supply. Come on, Jay, I can't believe you're uneducated like this on this. You are just drinking and spewing out the most ridiculous nonsense this morning.
I'm giving you factual information.
Vaccine pill?
Before vaccines were developed. Kids and adults, they died way back in time due to contagious disease. As more vaccines were created, guess what? Those rates drop.
I know.
Known fact.
And
death and illness rates drop dramatically.
From 1 in 10,000 in 30 years. That's the real epidemic. Autism is now 1 in 28. Versus 1 in 10,000 when I got out of school. That's the epidemic. And they've been linked, maybe it's debatable, to vaccinations. So here's my point. That's the real epidemic. this whole smokescreen about measles, which I had and you had and many other people have had, and a Harvard immunologist says poses no threat, you're getting up there spewing the drug company jargon. I'm telling you, you got to have a suitcase of cash under your desk this morning.
No threat. Where I was in an oxygen tank.
He's got to be in the studio somewhere. He's here.
You know what?
I love you, my friend.
I still love you. Even though you're dead wrong. Oh, my goodness. Now, let's go to a lighter note for the last minute or so.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got me going now. Now I got Kennedy coming in here, and I'm getting
bringing in Representative Kennedy?
Look out. I got a controller who's running for the county exam. I'm going to tell you, I'm on fire now, thanks to you. All right, give me a little bit of the baby news now. When is the little gal due?
Stephanie and I are expecting our first little girl in August 1st, this summer.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, when are you going to marry this woman?
Ah, wow. That's a surprise. I don't
see, see, he'll bring up the vaccination nonsense, but I'm going to throw the marriage thing out.
Hey, I got one surprise this year. Can we slow down on surprises? And a beautiful surprise at that. I met a beautiful woman, and we're having a beautiful baby girl, and I can't wait.
And when is the big day, Michael?
The big day is August 1st.
Excellent. Now, when is the marriage going to take place?
You know, you're killing me, bro. She's listening to this, you know.
Stephanie, keep pressing them. And get that baby immunized when you can.
Oh, my God. You have to shoot me before you shoot my kid with a vaccine. I love you, Jay. I'll talk to you next time, buddy.